packed with sun worshippers, you'd think Wankiwola Beach would be rich pickings for migrant beach sellers. But I've been watching at different points along the sands for 3 hours now, and I haven't seen any of them make a sail. Dozens of African migrants can be seen walking the length of the coastline numerous times a day, trying to sell anything from fake designer watches to soccer shirts. One of them, Mohammed, who arrived in Spain 9 months ago from Senegal, tells me business is really slow.
Customers don't want to buy anything. Many weeks I don't even sell one bag. Many days I don't sell any sunglasses. You only make a tiny amount of money.
Mohammed paid thousands of euros to cross northwestern Africa to Morocco, where he and several others were put on a barely seaworthy boat to cross the Mediterranean into Spain.
It was really dangerous. There was someone who died at sea. There were lots of problems. To come to Spain by sea took 7 days from leaving home to reaching here via Morocco.
With no official paperwork, Mohammed's prospects are limited. And because Senegal isn't at war, just incredibly poor, he has little chance of gaining asylum in Europe. So given the option of agricultural work or beach selling, he chose the latter, flogging handbags, sarongs and sunglasses to the thousands of summer tourists. Spain is increasingly being targeted by smuggling groups after Italy and the European Union made a deal with Libya for its coast guard to be more proactive in preventing sea crossings from its shores.
Andalucía es la frontera, la zona de entrada.
José Luis Rodríguez Candela, who sits on the board of the migrant support group Málaga Acoge, has noticed an uptick in arrivals over the past year.
Many more immigrants have entered since the central Mediterranean area has been closed. The Alboran Sea between Spain and Morocco is much shorter and much safer crossing, and there are more chances of rescue. Add to that the difficulties that they face in countries like Greece, Italy, the much riskier crossing from Libya. Increasingly, they are opting to cross over from Morocco and Algeria to Spain.
Candela is hopeful that Spain's new government, run by the socialist PSOE, will be more sensitive to the migration issue than its conservative predecessor. In June, it allowed a migrant rescue ship, the Aquarius, carrying 630 people, to dock in Valencia after the vessel was turned away by Italy and Malta. But Mohammed can only stay legally if Spain were to grant an amnesty for those already in the country, which he knows is unlikely. While he is clearly struggling to survive here, Mohammed's more concerned about his family back home.
Many days they don't eat. I wait for the phone calls. My family tell me that they've eaten nothing. It's really bad because in Africa there's no work, nothing. Here it's not difficult, but I don't have any papers. If I could get the papers, I could get work easily. We need money to get the papers, to get work, to help our families, God willing.
Instead, Mohammed is likely to face even more competition to win the tourists' buck. And the more beach sellers there are, the more likely the police are going to turn up and move them on. Nick Martin, RFI, Southern Spain.